I got a question.
Evil of your doing, hold on. Before mine eyes.
Hold on. Hold on.
Cease to do evil.
So,
learn to do good.
So, I'm asking. I'm asking a question.
Go ask.
So, he said you got to get out of your sin to be saved.
Well, the Bible says this in Mark chapter 9. This is the words of Jesus.
What's the words of Jesus?
43. He said, if your hand causes you to sin,
yeah,
cut it off. It's better for you,
yeah,
to go through life with one hand than for you to be cast into the hell fire where the fire is never quenched.
So, do you sin?
No, I've committed sin before, but I don't practice sin no more.
You don't. So God's okay with a little bit of sin?
No, listen, this is the deal. Before we come to Christ, we're slaves to sin. Okay, when we get right with God and get born again, we come out of sin. Like, for example, I used to be a...
How do you get right with God?
Well, you got to believe on the Lord. Repent with godly sorrow. Know that you sinned against God.
Yeah, you have to change your mind from not believing to believe.
That's what repent is. Changing your mind and believing on the Lord. But when you begin to believe, your behavior changes. Because your mind changes, which that results in a change of conduct.
But how is somebody's mind going to change if they ain't going to church, they ain't reading their Bible, and they're not doing spiritual things? They're still saved.
No, you don't have to necessarily go to these brick and mortar buildings, but what I'm saying is, when you get born again and you get saved and get right with God, you're going to want to be around other Christians that love Jesus.
If you're spiritual, if you're in the spirit.
For example, let me share with you, like, before I came to the Lord, I dealt drugs all my life.
Yeah.
I played with guns.
Okay.
You know, I was in and out of jail.
Yeah.
I was a drunkard. Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I did my whole life. When I got right with God, God turned me away from that. I started to live right before God. I knew that was wrong.
Yeah.
And I came out of that, and I began getting into God's word.
So if you stayed in that, would you still go to hell?
Yeah, of course.
But Jesus died for all your sins. It says, having forgiven you all trespasses in the book of Colossians. So did Jesus pay it all? Is salvation a free gift, or is it not free?
It's a free gift.
Then how do you got to work for it?
No, listen. The Bible says
you
got
to
repent.
Yeah, to change your mind. God repents more than anybody in the Bible.
Yeah, but you got to change your mind about living ungodly and not living according to God's way. That's what you got to believe in Jesus.
So if you sin, you're not saved, right?
No, you listen. See, you, right now I know what it is.
What's
you're
it?
Not
what
living
it?
For Jesus. So
so you know my life?
So you're justifying.
So you wait, hold on. You know my life.
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12,
so you know my life,
verse
right?
14.
So you know my
Give
life.
Me some scriptures though.
What is Galatians 5 3:22? It says, "But the scripture hath concluded all in their sin that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe."
Okay.
So believe. Okay. So nothing else, believe. The gospel Paul says in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. Oh, what is the righteousness of God? Faith of Jesus Christ. So are you justified by the law?
Can I talk?
Hold on, you asked me for scripture.
Yeah, but let me give you some scripture.
So you say you're justified by the law.
So the Bible says, listen,
that you're not justified by the law.
Verse 14, without holiness, you will not see the Lord.
Yeah, because when you, but the Bible also says flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. Hold on. So you're holy?
Of the devil. Yes, I'm holy.
So maybe get the scripture in the context. So get the. So God's okay with the. Hold on. God's okay with a little bit of sin.
1 John chapter 5.
That's a lie.
Listen, 1
John. I know what 1 John chapter 5 says, bro.
Listen, it says, he who's born of God does not sin.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit.
Because they keep themselves.
Because
the wicked one does not touch them.
Bro, you don't know scripture.
No, you're living in sin.
You know my life. You know my life. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. You don't. So self-righteousness. So you're going to heaven because what you did? So you go into heaven what you did? No, you don't. You believe in yourself.
You believe.
No, you don't. You don't know my life. Hold on, hold on. The Holy Spirit cannot sin. That's talking about the new man.
No, that's not talking.
Yes, it is, because the flesh sins. The Bible. Hold on, the Bible. Shut up. So the Bible. Shut up. Quiet. No. Because you're a fool. Because you're dumb. You're an idiot. Because you're an idiot. Because you're an idiot. I'm right, because Jesus died for all my sins. I'm going to heaven because of Christ. To you. Yes, because you think you're self-righteous. Thank you. Thank you for proving my point. Thank you for proving my point. I'm right. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. No. Hold on. Look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Look at, you're going to stand before God. He's going to say, I never knew you. You're going to be like, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Have I not done many wonderful works?
Do not be deceived. The unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God.
I'm righteous. I'm righteous because of Christ.
You know you're not.
Christ is my righteousness.
You got a wicked heart, sir.
Christ is my righteousness.
You're against His Bible.
Wait, the Bible. Hold on. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
I want to hear you. You come here to heal
the
gospel.
So Christ said, so hold on. First John says that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Oh, he doesn't sin. Hold on, he doesn't sin. Hey, hold on. Hold on, he says he doesn't sin. He said he has no sin.
Only Jesus doesn't sin.
That's why Jesus died for our sins on the cross.
That's true.
And he's a liar.
We know more in Austin.
Heretics.
You need to go talk back to that man.
They're the dumbest people I've seen. Look, I study the Bible hours a day. Hours a day, bro. He's a heretic. This guy's a heretic. John 3:16. Hold on. I can't hear a heretic. I can't hear a heretic. Hold on. Oh, he doesn't sin. He doesn't sin. He doesn't sin. Oh, you don't practice. Oh, but God's okay with a little bit of sin.
No.
You good? You good?
John chapter 1. God is light, and in him is no darkness.
Oh, hold on.
That means no sin.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot sin. But your flesh.
The Holy Spirit, if you yield yourself and you're obedient to the Holy Spirit.
But your flesh. But your flesh.
But your flesh. You and your flesh, right? You're in your flesh.
Is your flesh still here today?
My flesh is still alive. But
you have it. Thank you.
To walk obediently. What about you?
So are you saved because you walk obediently?
Yes, right now I am.
The Bible?
Because
so salvation is a process. So you're saved by your works.
It's not
it is. It is according to this.
1 John chapter 3. Hey,
gosh, bro.
You don't understand the scripture, obviously.
I do.
No, you don't. I know you're a liar,
he doesn't sin. He doesn't sin. He's going to heaven.
Walk
through the gates.
And unbelieving,
walk
and
through the pearly gates. He doesn't sin. He doesn't sin.
And adulterers and murderers and sorcerers.
Oh, he done repented of all his sins.
And all liars shall have their part.
Oh, you don't lie. How many lies?
Dad,
hold on.
I'm not lying, sir.
How
I'm
many lies?
The truth. Bible truth is what the Bible.
Hold on. Let me ask. Can I ask? How many lies do you need to tell to become a liar?
What does it take to be a liar? Just one.
Don't lie?
So I don't lie.
Oh my gosh! You've never told a lie in your life.
I've confessed it and forsaked it.
That
I don't
matter.
Practice liar.
Oh, but it says a liar.
Oh, yes.
One lie.
Sir,
one lie.
You're the father of the devil, are you not? Because you haven't repented. You haven't humbled yourself.
I have. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and I'm saved. That's what the Bible says.
Hundreds of
scriptures.
And yet you're still lying.
I'm lying?
Yeah, you are. You've said yourself.
You don't sin. You don't sin, bro. You good.
No.
Walk through the pearly gates.
Actually, I don't practice lying.
Oh, he doesn't practice it, so he's good. He doesn't practice it. He don't practice it. Oh, he's good. He's good. He don't practice it. You don't practice it. I already did. Oh, I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.